This program is intended for a print-impaired audience and is brought to you by Mind's Eye.
Welcome to the Health Beyond Barriers podcast, where your health and our insight know no borders. This is Janelle. During this podcast, we are going to be discussing Affording Your Medications by Amy James, PhD, Associate Professor of Surgery, Division of Public Health Sciences at Washington University School of Medicine. Living with a chronic medical condition is certainly not easy. On top of managing day-to-day symptoms and making it to doctor's appointments, the cost of medications and medical supplies are yet another worry for patients. Unfortunately, prescription drug costs continue to increase, and they now account for over 20% of the healthcare costs in the United States. With this trend, it's no wonder patients and families may have a hard time paying for medicines. Not taking your medications can lead to worsening health, like complications or hospitalizations. We might all know this, but what is a person to do when you are staring at that bill for a costly medication and wondering how to pay for it while still paying for your other basic needs? Thankfully, there are resources available to patients with chronic illnesses like cancer, heart disease, or diabetes to help you afford your medications. One of the first steps is to talk to your doctor about your prescriptions and ways that she or he may be able to help you lower costs. It's important your doctor or nurse know you may be having trouble affording medications because they may know of ways to help you. For example, sometimes there are generic versions available at a reduced rate. Generic medications are the same medications as brand name medications, but can be marketed by different pharmaceutical companies after a certain number of years. Think of generic medications as buying your local grocery store brand instead of a national brand name. If your medication isn't available as a generic, it is possible your doctor could prescribe a similar medication that may be more affordable for you. It doesn't hurt to ask. Another step you can take is to shop around. Pharmaceutical companies have prescription assistance programs available to qualifying patients. If you meet the guidelines, these programs can offer you medication at a lower cost or even for free. Ask your doctor or pharmacist if this option may be available to you. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services also provide a list of pharmacies that offer prescription assistance programs. You can also call around to different pharmacies to see what their prices are. Sometimes they are different at different places, if your insurance company does not set a flat rate, or if you don't have insurance. It takes some time, but it could pay off in the end. There are also national and local nonprofit organizations that can help you find ways to afford your medications. The Partnership for Prescription Assistance searches your local area for organizations that can offer help in affording your medications. Again, many of these programs will offer your prescriptions at a reduced rate or free. If you have other family members who take prescriptions, it's also possible their medication may be available at a reduced rate too. Consider not only your prescriptions, but others in your immediate family. This may help free up more money for your household. Last, it's not just your medicines that you can get help with. We know some people cut back on other things just to pay for their medications or are struggling in general. Many nonprofits will help with utilities or food bills. Sometimes the utility company will help you work out a payment plan that helps you keep the lights on while paying less each month. For many chronic conditions, it is important to eat as healthy as you can, and that food can get expensive. Our region also has a number of food pantries for when people are in need. There's no need to suffer in silence. Having to choose whether to pay for medication or for other basic needs is hard. There are a number of resources out there to help you out. Start by talking to your doctor or pharmacist about your financial situation so they can get you started. Reach out to pharmacy companies or nonprofit organizations that help millions of people afford their medications. And don't forget to take care of the rest of you while you are at it. Additional resources are available by telephone. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services Pharmaceutical Assistance Program, 1-800-MEDICARE. the Program for the Elimination of Cancer Disparities, 314-286-0095. Affinia Healthcare, 314-814-8700, Community Health Center. The American Cancer Society, 1-800-227-2345. National Cancer Institute, 1-800-422-6237. Siteman Cancer Center, 1-800-600-3606. Author information. Amy James, Ph.D., M.P.H., is an associate professor in the Division of Public Health Sciences at Siteman Cancer Center and Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis. She is a trained social psychologist and health educator. Dr. James conducts research on disparities in cancer, looking at how programs can improve health and outcomes for those communities that suffer the most from cancer. In her work, she also tries to look at the whole person and how financial struggles affect health and healthcare. She encourages community members to become active in research and help researchers do a better job of addressing people's real concerns. Dr. James is also an active proponent of outreach to communities to promote education and awareness of cancer. She regularly goes to health fairs or holds community events to help us all spread the word about cancer and cancer prevention. For more information about LAMP, please visit their website at lampinterpreters.org. Like them on Facebook at LAMP Interpreters or on Twitter at LAMPSTL. For more information about Mind's Eye, visit their website at mindseyeradio.org. Like them at Facebook at Mind's Eye or follow them on Twitter at @MindsEyeRadio.